What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we have ourselves a double header with this article. That's right, 2-for-1 on terminations. Now, this article was published on the 1st of December. Man shoots, offlines his wife and her co-worker outside of a temp pizza shop. Now, gentlemen, you know I ain't shit. So, of course, I know you guys are going to leave pizza-related jokes in the comments section, so I may as well start it off. Since they worked at a Little Caesars, instead of the little Roman guy going, pizza, pizza, nah. He decided to go, bang, bang. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Police said a man shot and offlined his wife and her colleague outside of a pizza shop at an East Valley strip mall Monday morning. The shooting happened in front of a Little Caesars pizzeria near Rural and Guadalupe Roads just after 9 a.m. When officers arrived, they found 32-year-old Shaquille Simmons and 21-year-old Mary Visser, who were in critical condition. Police later confirmed that both of them later succumbed to their injuries at the hospital. The pair worked at the Little Caesars. All right, gentlemen, your ears should be perking up and your alarms should be going off. Because in my humble opinion, there are two scenarios that could have been at play. The suspect, later identified as 27-year-old Benjamin Visser Jr., was found still at the scene with a gun in his hand, and he was detained, police said. He was then arrested and later booked into jail on charges of premeditated termination. According to police, Benjamin and Mary were married. Uh-oh, gentlemen, my humble opinion might be proven correct. The owner of Marvel Nails and Spa next door, Kennedy Luong, witnessed the shooting a few doors down from his salon in the strip mall. The gun goes, quote unquote, bang, 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 said Luong. I saw one girl fall down. You don't plan to come to work and see everything roped off like this, said Tony Alvera, the owner of the Lady Luck Tattoo Gallery. One witness who didn't want to go on camera said they hid inside a nearby store and called 911. They described the shooter as calm, and they saw the suspect fired more rounds after the victims fell to the ground and were attempting to get back up. Put a major pin right there. Quote unquote, it's really surprising, said Alvera. I just don't want it to reflect on us, you know. It's an isolated thing. So, you know, it's not like this area is bad in any way. Aerial video captured by Arizona family's drone showed shoes, cans, and a gun left scattered in the parking lot behind crime tape in the parking lot located on the southeast corner of the intersection. The restaurant's glass door was also shattered. "I'm very scared," said Luong. Authorities said detectives are working to learn more about what led up to the shooting. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, let's go ahead and spin back to what the witness described. They said he was calm, pretty much methodical. Now, here's the question. What could have led up to this? They both worked at the pizza shop. Older man, younger woman. Gentlemen, this in all, you know, for all intents and purposes, sounds like Mr. Benjamin found out about his wife's work husband. That's scenario one. Scenario two, more than likely, when they got to arguing, Mr. Simmons decided to step up and be a white knight. In my humble opinion, that's scenario two. Either one of these could be the deciding factor as to why he decided to put the mask on. So, without more clarification, I'm going to leave both possibilities at 50%. 50%, he could have found out his wife was getting smashed by her coworker. 50%, the coworker decided to be a white knight and paid the ultimate price. But, yes, gentlemen, yeah, whatever his reasons was, you know what? The fact that that witness, now that I think about it a little bit more, said that he was calm, I think they kind of, in my humble opinion, is going to lean more towards he found out that his wife was cheating on him with her coworker. But I'm not going to leave the other possibility off the table. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in public, gonna give that a 5. Method of execution, sounds like the problem-solving pistol, gonna give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact, there were witnesses, but I'm gonna give that a 60. Now for the brutality factor, he shot them multiple times, even as they were trying to get off the ground. Gonna give that a 30. So Big Bad Benjamin gets a score of 100. Gentlemen, in both of these cases, that man, Mr. Simmons, he should have walked away. If he knew she was married and he was still smashing her, that is completely and totally on him. He's the architect of his own demise. If he decides to be a white knight, once again, he was the architect of his own demise. If they were arguing, he should have just called the police and left it at that. However, there's still, in my mind, the sneaky suspicion that he was actually the work husband. But, like I said earlier, that could be the case, or the case could be he was just trying to be a white knight. But either way, he ended up losing his life, putting his nose where it did not belong, between a married couple. Gentlemen, don't do it. Do not find yourself in either one of those scenarios. either messing with a married woman or being a white knight. Both of those can have drastic and deadly consequences, as Mr. Simmons found out. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, you married women who are still either messing around with somebody at your work or thinking that every man is going to protect you when something goes down, when your life is in peril, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that you have in either one of those scenarios, it will go out. Feminism and believing that you can use men as proxy violence for other men, that's going to go out as well. Like this woman and this man found out, when you decide to push a man beyond his lines, when he finds out something is going on with the woman that swore loyalty to him, oh yeah, the chance for that mask to get put on goes up exponentially. And guess what? He might decide to deal with it with lethal resolve. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.